I think the key here is to understand that measuring not-for-profit objectives is slightly more tricky because it's not just simply based on profits. And so therefore the non-financial indicators become more important. Now, I've listed a few there in the notes, but my advice to you would be, in the exam, either use the scenario, in which case, you know, there'll be plenty of examples of what you could use, or simply use your head, use your common sense, okay? So if the question is about a hospital, then really put yourself in the position of a hospital and think, right, you know, what could the non-financial indicators be? Stop thinking of it as being a textbook. Stop thinking of it as being, oh my word, what did Richard say on the course? I can't remember. Don't think of it like that. Just, you know, really use the scenario. Be a professional, and the marking guide is always one mark per relevant point. So as you come up with something relevant, then it's got to be worth a mark. The problem is that the students don't often do that. What they do is they think, I can't remember this, I can't remember studying it, so I put nothing down, which is obviously a nonsense. Always be prepared to have a guess, have a go, and come away from the textbook sometimes.